You can always dive into our DMs at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We'll see what we can do for you. And, you know, when you have a weekend getaway, every moment is important. You try to squeeze the most out of the time you've got.
So this is what she said. My husband and I have been married for just over a year.
Right.
He's a hard worker, keeps busy doing little chores all the time.
All right.
We've been running into frequent problems lately, though. It happened again this weekend, this one particular thing. We were at a family vacation house, and the lawn needed to be mowed. It's a normal-sized yard, you know, kind of a big but not a field or anything.
All right.
It took him 5 hours to mow.
5 hours?
5 hours, all caps.
Wow.
He was on a riding lawnmower, went over it a zillion times. I swear, he'd go out with a pair of scissors to make sure it was perfect if it weren't a crazy person thing to do.
He's in a riding lawnmower and it still took him 5 hours?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I weeded the flower beds, but around hour three, started to lose my patience. We were on vacation at a house that we did not own.
Mm.
It's his uncle's house. Why does he care that much about what the yard looks like? I thought that the mowing wouldn't take all morning and some of the afternoon. He didn't seem to care if it did.
Mm.
He was annoyed I was upset at him about it. I think he's a jerk for deciding to use up 5 hours of our weekend without talking to me about it or coming up with something more fun to do with our time off.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here? We are still both frustrated with how that went down.
Well, here's where I will at least side with the husband a little bit. I find mowing the yard relaxing.
Okay.
So I know that like my wife will actually ask me, she'll be like, hey, I was going to bust out the yard, but I know that you like doing it. And I'm like, no, I'll do it. And so,
okay, but it's your yard though.
Yes.
So like this is a house they don't own. They're on vacation.
Yeah, but it's a family house. So maybe they don't have like the uncle doesn't have a lawn mowing service. And he was thinking, you know what? I'm just going to do him a solid and knock this out.
Or like, hey, in exchange for staying here free, would you mind mowing the lawn? Could be something like that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I would imagine that his wife, you know, our listener would know that going into the weekend.
Yeah. So, okay. This is tough because I understand her point of view. Like, hey, I was kind of hoping we'd go out and explore or whatever, go do something, you and I together with our weekend.
I mean, is that any different?
Yard work.
Is that any different than him getting up early and going, hitting some golf balls for 5 hours? Without her?
Yes, because she could have like gone shopping or something, you know, if they would have coordinated and said, hey, let's do this with the day.
Mm.
But instead, he's like, they are basically doing chores on their vacation, their weekend away, which I know I don't want to be doing chores when I'm on vacation. That's supposed to be a vacation from everything in life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But again, I kind of go back to mowing the lawn can be therapeutic and can be relaxing. Maybe that's his me time where no one can bother him because of the roar of the mower and he can just be alone in his thoughts. But I still think like 5 hours to mow a lawn, man, that's
crazy.
That is, that does seem a bit
that's
excessive.
That's a big chunk of time. So yeah, maybe if he would have like, you know, cleared it with her like, hey, you know, I don't know if you got any plans or wanted to do anything today. I was thinking I was going to like mow. So, you know, if you want to go shopping or go out into town, go out to eat, whatever.
Now, Jared,
this is what I'm going to be doing.
Jared kind of agrees and says, look, she's in the right to be upset. I like my yard looking good too, and I find it relaxing. But weekend getaways are for family, not for work, especially if it's not even yours.
Yes.
Now, Chase says everyone relaxes differently. For some guys, cutting grass is peaceful. I've got 10 acres. Give me a beat and music, and that's my serenity. So,
okay.
You know, for Chase, that is like, again, kind of Chase and myself and this guy apparently is, you know, that mowing lawns is a little therapeutic.
Okay, well, I think he should have, like, just had a discussion with her about that first. Like, right. Hey, you know, I know maybe you're not a fan of yard work, but I kind of like mowing. and I was kind of thinking of spending the afternoon, the day doing this.
Okay, so rather than, you know, just keep beating a dead horse here, let's just say, hey, how about next time you just...
We talk about the plans for the day.
Right. Just bring up the plans for the day. Don't even bring up the whole lawn mowing thing. It was like, hey, I want to do this today. What's your thought? You know, and then
right.
So you guys can kind of tackle that together.
And you guys make the decision for the day together.
There you go. Good luck. We appreciate you. Thank you for reaching out.
That one looks great, though.